Ms. Molinette, please come on. This is case number 8 on the calendar. Cause number is 23-5000-8318. I have Chantelle Molinette here in the courtroom. I have John Kennedy on Zoom. Mr. Kennedy, can you hear me okay, sir? Mr. Kennedy, I need you to unmute yourself if you can hear me, sir. Mr. Kennedy, I need you to unmute yourself if you can hear me, sir. Mr. Kennedy, you are on mute, sir. I cannot hear you. There you go. And now you just muted yourself again. I cannot hear you, Mr. Kennedy. You keep muting yourself. Mr. Kennedy, it appears that your Zoom is not working, sir. There's nothing I can do to order things today. Folks need to resolve that in an at-risk youth case down in Thurston County. Kennedy, you're not hearing me. I don't know what to do. Your Zoom is not working, sir. Sir, I am talking and I don't know what to do. Your Zoom is not working. Sign that says your audio is not working.
He's trying to call in, it looks like. He's trying to say that he's calling, I think.
Mr. Kennedy, is that you on the phone there, sir? Need you to unmute your phone there.
Yes, Your Honor, I am here. I'm so sorry about the disconnection.
There we go. All right, Mr. Kennedy, is the responding party, are you prepared to proceed, sir?
For the most part, yes. Did you receive my everything that I submitted through Vanessa Carlson regarding my declaration, et cetera?
I did, sir.
Perfect. Okay, then yes. The biggest thing
sir,
is I'm asking
sir,
for...
Sir, Mr. Kennedy, hold on, Mr. Kennedy. The way this works is it's Ms. Mullinette's motion. I will hear from her first. Then I will hear from you, and then I will hear from her. Ms. Mullinette, go ahead, please.
Okay. Mr. Kennedy and I started a relationship back in 2011. Very soon after we got together, found out I was pregnant with Ray Liana. Whether he was the father or not was never a question. He just decided he wanted to take care of her. Very shortly after being in this relationship with him, I found out he was actively using heroin, and he was in and out of jail a few times within the first year that we were together. He said that he was sobering up, so I trusted him, and we went on a little bit of a road trip. He was driving for a second. We got pulled over. There were guns drawn. He was arrested. He had his dad post bail and get him out, and we immediately fled the state, and he never went back to court for that. He kept me away from my family for the greater part of 6 years, kept moving me away from them. He wouldn't let me to have a cell phone at all. When I did have a cell phone, kept it in his possession the majority of the time. So fast forward, he abused me for 5 years. I finally left. When I left, I took the children with me. I never filed a plan because I was concerned that if I did, he would try and find me and physically harm me. I was at fear for my life. I did continue to allow him to have access to the children because he was never physically abusive with them until the very, very end. And so I let him have access to them a few times, but the last time I let them go over to see him, I went to pick up my son, and he was sleeping on a mattress on the floor with no sheet. He was in his day clothes with his shoes and his coat on, and he was covered in urine head to toe. He was also sharing a bed with my other child, who was 7 at the time. I found out that he left her home for 3.5 hours by herself at 7 years old. So that was the last time I allowed him to have them in his custody over in Montana. I did allow him to have some visitations with Andrew, over in Seattle, because Ray Liana wants nothing to do with him. She remembers the abuse, and she can't stand him, so she wants absolutely nothing to do with him.
It's just Andrew that's over there right now.
Correct. So at the beginning of this year, I went through a really bad separation after a large spout of depression. I went and finally I saw a therapist, and I asked to please be placed on the medication, so I didn't... I didn't feel depressed anymore because I was tired of lacking in every aspect of my life. So I've been on medication since the end of January, and things have been picking up. I was allowing Andrew to have more contact with John, and I finally decided that this summer he could go and visit him on good faith that John would take care of him and was doing well for himself. I noticed he had gotten married and had another child, so I trusted that he would be able to take care of Andrew. I let him go see him. I have a document here in my files. They wouldn't take it yesterday when I dropped it off, but it was just a document that I had John sign stating he would return him in 3 weeks. I guess Andrew needed some dental care, so he had his teeth removed while he was there, so we decided that we were going to wait another week to have him returned. He called me stating that he wanted to come into my house and clean my house for me. I told him I didn't want him in my house because of the abuse that he had... that I had endured by his hand. I didn't feel comfortable with him in my home. He then filed a CPS case against me. She showed up at my house. I have her card in my file as well, if you would like. But she told me that if I ever needed anything to contact her, she also said that if you guys needed to contact her, because I do have all of her information. But basically, that was closed immediately. There was no sign of any harm on my children. My house was clean. I don't even spank my children for discipline. I take screen time away or put them in the corner for their age time, and that's it. I don't believe that Mr. Kennedy should have Andrew any longer. I believe that he's using him right now as a form of control over me, as the abuse that has continued for years that I got away from. He no longer has control over me. I believe that this is his way of trying to regain control over me. I also am concerned about Andrew's health and his safety while he's over there, because I do not know how John is going to react with all of these things that I'm filing. I'm concerned that once he finds out that I want to file a genetic testing in order for him to have any more, time with any of the children, I believe that he might hurt my son, believing that he might not be his. And I'm concerned about that. My main concern right now is trying to get genetic testing done on both of my children so we can get this done and out of the way so I never have to deal with any of this ever again.
Anything else?
That's it.
Mr. Kennedy, what would you like me to know, sir? Mr. Kennedy, you're on mute there, sir, so I guess like you're not.
Go ahead. Yeah.
What would you like to tell me, sir?
Forgive me, Your Honor. Thank you. Yes, absolutely. So during the time, I guess I'll just start from the beginning with her. Yes, back in, 2011, I believe it was, when we first got together, I was an addict at that time. I was in treatment. I wasn't doing well in that treatment at that time, for that matter. And when I found out that I had conceived a child with Chantella, I decided to move entirely 100 miles away from my area over there to get away from that environment to try and make an actual valid effort in cleaning myself up and being a father for the children that I definitely was going to love. Being an adopted child myself, it was extremely important for me to know that my children were loved, to know that they would be taken care of, and that they knew that their parents loved them no matter what and were there for them. So through that goal, I went and I started that. We moved over to Belfair together, and during the beginning of our relationship of that failing.
Mr. Kennedy, let me ask you a pointed question, sir. The child, sure. Andrew, was supposed to be with you just for a few weeks and be returned. That was the agreement, correct?
I have
So what happened ultimately?
Sir, was that the agreement? Was that the agreement, Mr. Kennedy?
The original agreement that we had was yes.
Okay, so you kept Andrew in violation of your agreement, correct, sir?
Through our conversation that he needed to have his teeth done and that he was going to stay there for another week as she stated.
What time will Andrew be returned to the mother, sir?
At the moment, we filed for it in my motion, in my declaration, and I had filed and Montana took emergency jurisdiction.
Right, but you filed the Montana case after you knew about the Washington case. Andrew's a Washington resident.
Not.
Okay.
So, Your Honor, that's actually not accurate. What happened was is that I actually have some notice.
Sir, I can't read things on the computer. My question is, if I order Andrew to be returned, are you going to comply with that order, sir?
Your Honor, please allow me to finish what I was saying regarding I filed paperwork first, and she was served on July 27th.
Okay.
That I was filing a petition for parenting plan here.
Okay.
And there was an order signed July 28th, giving me that adoption of the interim parenting plan, giving me temporary emergency custody until our hearing on the 18th.
Thank you for pointing that out.
Files on the 1st of August.
Thank you for pointing that out. I was misinformed.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you.
I said thank you for pointing that out. I was misinformed. I appreciate you clarifying that for me.
Thank you. Again, not a problem. So after I filed that there, may I continue? Is that okay?
Please.
So after I filed that on the 27th, or on the 26th, I do believe, yes. And then she filed that on the 20th, or she was served on the 27th. Then she called me that Thursday and actually left me a lot of threatening messages in Messenger regarding what she was going to do. And then she filed, basically. On Friday, we were going to mediate. Throughout the weekend, we were going to discuss and mediate, basically, what she was threatening, basically, to come up here and et cetera, et cetera. And so I, on Friday, I said, Chantella, the only reason I even filed to begin with was because she shut the door on making sure that Andrew would be safe there. I needed to know that he wasn't going to be soaking cat urine like his pillow was or his face was laying, that he wouldn't come out covered in flea bites that were all up and down his legs. That doesn't happen overnight. That his teeth wouldn't rot out of his... I went to the dentist, and they told me that there was no tooth left... Forgive me, Your Honor. I went to the dentist. I took him to the dentist and trying to get fillings done, and they told me that there was no tooth left to save on those two. And so I had to get them pulled. I had to take them to a pediatric specialist with the fifth... I had five total appointments that he had to get done to fix all of his dental care. I called his dentist over there in Washington State, and I actually have on looking reference my field personal health care records document. If you reference page 2 of 16 of that packet, that last excerpt on the bottom there are 10 treatments that they had referred her to pediatric dentistry dentistry for children in Bremerton, Washington, where they received that on the 17th of August of 22 and was never actually called to make an appointment at all. I called them, there was no patient of record at all. And he had said that she was followed up and they had taken, that it was a long time to get in there. He said, for that matter, that she had a follow-up appointment set up here at the end of July. I called them. That was an appointment that had x-rays determined, x-rays established. It was not a repair. It was not the follow-up of the specialist. If you reference, for that matter, there's a letter from my dentist over here, page 5 of 15 of that field healthcare record. I have a statement from the specialist over here that's working on his mouth regarding the absolute urgency to have that done. And for that matter, going through that package are the records from his findings, his care of him, and then planned care that we have set up as well, which is referenced on page 13 of 15 of that packet. I had tried very hard with her during this time frame to cooperate with her. I had offered to take the transportation off the table for her and drive him all the way back there. I was like, no judgment, no condemnation. Things happen. We want to help make sure that environment is the best it could possibly be for Andrew. And so with this, and I had to throw some of his clothes away because I, after 4 or 5 times walking them, could not get the taxi smell out of them at all. I had to throw his pillow away, and I needed to make sure that he wasn't going to go back into that environment and then resaturate his belongings and himself with taxi, possibly whatever, if that's being allowed, rotten dishes, possibly, et cetera. That's speculation, forgive me, I don't have proof of that. But nonetheless, I really strongly refute her assertion of the last 6 years, et cetera, and how they've gone, because I've had off and on, month off, just having Braley and Andrew immediately when she left, and following that. I could have filed paperwork when they were here to begin with or earlier, and I've always tried to cooperate with her and give her space, for that matter, with all that we dealt with in the early part of our relationship. But at the moment, the care, the well-being of my children, their health, this is of utmost concern to me. I have recklessly trying to reach out over the last couple of years, which I need help at the moment. I'm trying to request the CPS records regarding the case that was investigating her and her abuse of my son, and the restraining order she had to place on that individual. She kept in her home for multiple years and did not allow me to have contact with my children during that time frame, but certain little blips, a video chat, etc. I always have the faith with her that, well, even though she couldn't deal with me, that if she had the children, she would be taking care of them completely. And when I saw this, when I had all of that come in, and for that matter, had the door slammed on me when I tried to come over and assist her, I did the best I could do in my declaration of reference how I filed here to immediately protect my son. I called CPS to try and make sure that that home was taken care of, that she did clean that up. And then I was going to file there in Washington State for Ray Liotta. And when I received this serving, which I was only, like I stated in my declaration, all I had received was a restraining order protecting them from me. When I already had temporary emergency custody ordered here, signed on the 28th of July. And so I didn't know if I was supposed
to... Mr. Kennedy, your time is up now, sir. Thank you.
My time is up. Go ahead, sir. I'm so sorry.
Ms. Mullinette, I gave Mr. Kennedy a very hard time. about filing the Montana case, I thought from your materials that he filed the case after the Washington case. And the reason I did that was when I looked at the summons and petition that you filed on August 1st, mm-hmm. Section 18, other cases involving the child. Do you know of any court cases involving the child? You said no.
Correct. I was told by a state worker.
No, ma'am. There was a Montana case that was filed.
Okay.
So I went into this hearing believing what you told me was true. When I find out it was not true, you knew about the Montana case when you came and filed the Kitsap case.
Right. I was told it was null and void, so I do apologize
about
that.
Ma'am, I don't know who gave you that bad information, but you are responsible if you're representing yourself. So here's the situation. I'm denying the emergency restraints that you sought today.
Okay.
The parties are to follow the Montana parenting plan in Montana case DR-23447, pending further order of the court. The Montana case was filed. You have a hearing on the 18th.
Correct.
And so that is the order of this court until there's a further order. Now, the Montana court and the Washington court may need, if you get me off the printer there, may need to have a conversation about which state will continue with jurisdiction.
Right.
But for today's purposes, I will be following this Montana order.
Okay.
You should appear, if you can't, I don't know if they let you appear by Zoom or not, but you have a hearing on the 18th in that Montana case.
Okay.
So, Mr. Kennedy, I'm signing an order that says you're to continue following all the orders in the Montana case pending further order of this court.
Thank you, Your Honor.
All right, ma'am, you can head down to the clerk's office. I'll get you a copy of this order. Thank you. All right, and then our last case we have is the Chase Coit and Corrine Losey case, number 23-30064518. And do I have Mr. Hoyt on Zoom. Mr. Hoyt, can you hear me okay, sir?
Yes, Your Honor.
And this is the last call for Corrine Losey. No response. Ms. Losey has not appeared at all this morning. The court will be granting your temporary request for a temporary parenting plan. I am making some changes, however. I am not finding that Ms. Losey withheld the child, but I am granting your parenting plan as requested on a temporary basis. And so with that, I have approved your temporary parenting plan. You can contact the court to get a copy of it, sir.
Okay, thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. All right, that is our last case on Zoom, and we are in recess.